Today is a WREL weather alert day. I'm tracking a complex of thunderstorms moving across the mountains. I'll show you when it arrives in our area.
I just think, my gosh, if we would have started there and tried to transition down here, we would have been right in the middle of it.
Travelers from the Triangle are in Maui saying they were lucky. We have live updates and new video of devastating wildfires in Hawaii.
And two people are hurt after a crash in Durham. What led up to the incident and the driver now on the run? 8 o'clock on your Thursday morning. We're so happy you're with us here on WREL and Fox 50. It's a WREL weather alert day. I'm Ken Smith.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, great to have you along. Thanks for making us part of your Thursday. We're going to think about Monday for a little bit, about this and how that turned out. Not quite as bad. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center, just level two right now.
And we remember Monday we had a level three risk for severe storms, which is unusual any time of year, especially in the summer. We ended up with widespread wind damage and power outages. So as we back it down to a level two, it means that we'll see fewer storms. The storms could be just as intense, but we just won't see quite as many of them. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat. Isolated tornadoes are a possibility. The timing on this looks like two rounds, one this morning between 10 a.m. and then early afternoon at 1 o'clock, and then later in the afternoon between 3 and 6 o'clock. And we'd have a better chance of stronger storms later in the afternoon if we see some sunshine breaking out, which would bring more energy into the atmosphere. So again, damaging winds, some hail, and an isolated tornado is what we're expecting. This is a big complex of thunderstorms that's been across parts of the Midwest, and now it's moving into our area. We had a few severe thunderstorm warnings in parts of Tennessee early this morning. We haven't seen any of those as it's crossing the mountains of North Carolina, but you can see it's a powerful looking band, especially as it's moving into upstate South Carolina. Starting to show up here on dual Doppler 5000 radar. We can see it back to our west from Danville to Greensboro, back toward Salisbury and Charlotte. It'll be moving into our viewing area in just a couple of hours. Here's a look at future cast, and we'll push things ahead and pause it right there at 11 o'clock. You can see some showers across our area. At noon, notice we see more cells popping up with those brighter colors, the oranges and the yellows. That's where we might see some stronger winds and some heavier rain. That starts to move out between 1 and 2 o'clock. And then if we see some sunshine, that will produce enough energy in the atmosphere to bring us some even stronger storms during the afternoon. There's 4 o'clock. We move it out to 5, 6 o'clock, and then it moves on out. But we could see some wind damage during that second event. Could see it in the morning as well, but we have a better chance this afternoon. Cloudy skies here in Chapel Hill. It's really looking dark, but no rain just yet. 78 degrees is our current temperature around the triangle. It is going to be a hot day, especially if we break out of the clouds. If we see a little sunshine this afternoon, we'll likely see a high around 90 degrees. Another chance of storms on Friday. We'll go through that timeline coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. I'm in for Brian Trader this morning. It's 8:02, and we have a few crashes that we have to talk about out on the roadways and a number of slowdowns that are happening at most of our typical spots right now. It's that time of morning where we're seeing some stop-and-go traffic. But let's take a look at these first two crashes. This is Capitol Boulevard at Traywick Road, and a little bit of a slowdown approaching that Traywick Road intersection as you are heading towards the Beltline. And on the Beltline itself, right there at Capitol Boulevard, that's one of our slower areas right now. Give yourself some extra time if you're in that direction. Lewisburg Road at New Hope Road, that's another crash that isn't seeing any major delays at right now on those sensors. But at Globe Road at Aviation Parkway, another crash to tell you about out there by the airport if you're heading out over in that direction. Not causing any major slowdowns, just another one of those things just to keep in mind as you approach any of those major intersections. Let's take a look at our wide view here as our major routes into the Raleigh area. 8 minutes coming in from US 1 southbound and Wake Forest. There's our live look at US 1 and Tryon Road. That is on the other side of US 1. So far, looks like a pretty smooth ride if you're coming in from the Apex area.
Brett, thanks. We have an update this morning about those massive wildfires burning on the Hawaiian island of Maui. Local officials announcing the death toll now up to 36. Those deaths are in the town of Lahaina, where this video shows this historic community just burned to the ground. The lieutenant governor saying that the road to recovery will take years. Now, we also learned in a 3 a.m. news conference that more than 11,000 people have been evacuated from the island since the fire started. Another 2,000 are expected to fly out later today. Now, the island's main highway is back open again, giving more people a chance to get to the airport and get out. WREL's Laura Levine joining us live from the airport right now. And Laura, Hawaiian officials are encouraging tourists to delay their trip for right now, but we're hearing from North Carolinians already in Maui.
We spoke with a family from Garner who traveled here from RDU to Hawaii for a 10-year anniversary celebration and a birthday celebration. And as we know, they're now dealing with a very difficult and devastating situation. Get a look here at this video where you can just see the damage of the island up in flames. Crews continue to battle fires in Maui and the Big Island, which have been fanned in part by strong winds from Hurricane Dora, a Category 4 storm. This, coupled with dry spells and lack of rain, really made the situation worse. As we know, at least 36 people have died in the fires in Maui, and at least 271 structures have been damaged or destroyed in the western Maui town of Lahaina. The family from Garner we spoke with, well, they say they are located in the southern part of the island, which is a good thing, but they could still see and hear the winds blowing the flames at a rapid pace.
We were planning to go to that side of the island today for the second half of our trip, and there was no notification from the hotels. We found out that all the power's down, the phone lines are down, and you know, it was just kind of a scary moment to figure out, like, what are we going to do?
Officials say that the full extent of damage will not be known for weeks or even months. And of course, there are still many more people that are unaccounted for. Laura Levine, WRUO News at RDU.
I want to take a look at this video showing the desperation people in Maui are dealing with. There are reports that several people tried to escape those wildfires by jumping into the ocean. This cell phone video captured by a man on a boat as the flames and smoke filled the air. The U.S. Coast Guard rescued 14 people from this body of water.
I'm Michael Grayson, the WREL breaking news tracker in Durham, where police are investigating a hit and run that happened at around 3:30. Now, officers say the car that you see there in the trees ran a red light on Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard and then hit another car that was turning left coming off of 40. Now, the driver who did crash into the trees fled the scene after the two people who were in the car that was hit were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say they plan to process the car that hit into the trees and try to figure out who the driver is from there. We're going to be staying in contact with police with any updates on this investigation. In Durham, Michael Grace, WREL News.
And more breaking news. We're following. One person is hurt. Four people are out of their home after an overnight fire in Fayetteville. This happened on Mesa Drive off Santa Fe Drive just after 1 this morning. Crews from Fayetteville and Fort Liberty Fire Departments found heavy fire and smoke coming out of that home. One person was taken to the hospital for treatment. We're working to learn more about that person's condition. Police in Raleigh are working to make an arrest after a woman was reportedly kidnapped near Crabtree Valley Mall. Police found that woman safe at a home on Turner Street around 3 yesterday afternoon. We saw crews towing away a vehicle that, according to scanner traffic, is registered to the kidnapping victim, but was used by the alleged kidnapper. Police say they don't believe there is any threat to the public.
In just about a half hour, we'll learn more about the prices of things that we pay for every day as the Federal Reserve considers raising interest rates once again. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joining us live. And Kelsey, you spoke with an expert about what this new data we should be watching out for today.
Good morning. I did. And in less than 30 minutes now, we'll be able to get a better look at how inflation is impacting our economy once the Consumer Price Index report is released. Now, I spoke with NC State economist Mike Walden about how the prices you're seeing at the grocery store right now are still high. They're just not rising as quickly as they were last year. Let's look at the price of bread and how that's been impacted by inflation. A pound of white bread, which is about the size of a loaf, cost $1.28 in 2019. Today, that same amount of bread could cost you $1.94. So that's more than a 50% price increase. Walden expects that today's CPI report will show that inflation is at 3.3%, up from 3% the month before. That's not as high as inflation was this time last year, but it's still above the ideal inflation rate, 2%. Walden says we'll never get back to pre-pandemic prices, so wages will just have to catch up.
What we want to see eventually is for people's salaries to rise enough that they can afford these higher prices. And unfortunately, in my opinion, my estimation, we're a long way away from that.
And economists are also looking ahead to see how the Fed will respond to today's CPI report. Now, Walden says that the Fed probably won't raise interest rates, and that's because this inflation that we're expecting to see has really been bought on by a recent spike in gas prices. And gas prices always fluctuate, so the Fed probably wouldn't raise rates based off of those inconsistent numbers. And the CPI report will be released today at 8:30 a.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
But time now, 8:11, just about, after weeks of frustrations for the family of Alicia Watts, that missing Moore County woman. The police in Charlotte are finally sharing more about the case, how investigators are addressing the family's concerns.
Plus, the Durham Church isn't letting a fire keep them from giving what they're doing for the community days after fire destroyed their building.
And I'm tracking a complex of thunderstorms. It's getting closer to our viewing area. We'll talk about when we're likely to see the first round of rain and thunderstorms coming up.
Thirteen is the time right now on our Thursday morning. This is a live look at Sanford. Good morning to you. Lots of clouds from the Triangle all the way down to the Sandhills as you watch WRAL News, available on the WRAL app, on YouTube TV, and on any streaming device you have where you can catch our news. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now at WRAL Weather Alert Day. And we see those clouds. Now we look at the radar, Elizabeth. This is bearing down.
It is. We take a look at the big picture. And this is a huge complex of thunderstorms. A lot of the thunder and lightning is shifting southward into South Carolina and Georgia. We'll zoom in on this and you can take a look at where the leading edge of the rain is. And it's actually getting pretty close to our viewing area. I'm going to show you that how close that is coming up in a minute. But I want to point out where we've had some severe thunderstorm warnings earlier this morning. This was in the 5 o'clock hour on the other side of the mountains. So as this has crossed the mountains, we haven't seen any more warnings. That's good news. It doesn't mean that we won't see any warnings, especially over the next few hours as we get into the day a little bit farther, and especially as we get into the afternoon and we see a little bit of daytime heating, we may end up seeing a better chance of some storms. So here's a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. We're starting to see a few light showers showing up in parts of Granville County and Person County. Some of that rain moving into Greensboro, then it tapers off back to the west towards Charlotte. Some heavy rain here, but there's no lightning really showing up, at least around, say, Statesville and Kannapolis. You get back closer to the mountains, and we're seeing a little bit of lightning. That leading edge of the rain as it moves into the Triangle area is about 80 miles away, and that's likely to take maybe about 2 hours before it gets here. We do have a level 2 risk for severe storms. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat. Damaging winds, of course, can do similar damage to a weak tornado. One or two tornadoes aren't out of the question. We take a look at future cast again. Big picture, we'll zoom in here, and you can see by 10 or 11 o'clock, we're seeing some rain. Little cells begin to pop up close to lunchtime. A few of those could produce some wind damage across our area. And then if we see some breaks in the clouds, that sunshine will produce more energy across our area and give fuel to the potential for some stronger thunderstorms this afternoon between 3 and 6 p.m. Some of the models are backing off on that a little bit. It will really depend on whether or not we see some sunshine. If it stays cloudy, we won't have as much fuel in the atmosphere for those thunderstorms. Our first round of rain and storms, of course, likely as early as 9 o'clock right now. It's 8:15, so starting to see a little bit of that up in Person County already. Between 11 and 1 in the middle of the viewing area, and then our I-95 corridor between 12 and 2 o'clock. And then we're looking at the potential for that second round as well. Friday also looks like it could bring some storms. It's likely to be quiet first part of the day. There's lunchtime into the afternoon, a few isolated showers. But during the evening, there could be some thunderstorms. If you're going to be at an outdoor concert or eating dinner outside on Friday, we may see some of those storms, but it's just a 30% chance, 70% chance today, 20 Sunday and 50 on Monday. So we do get back into a better chance of storms early next week. We take a live look at what's happening across our viewing area. Right now, everything is dry. Chapel Hill's going to be one of the first places to start to see some of that rain, but it's currently dry. Sanford seeing some of that rain early, as well as up around Roxboro. So today, WRAL Weather Alert Day. Once we get past Friday, we start to look ahead. We're looking at more heat for the weekend with temperatures in the mid-90s. I'll show you our chances for a heat advisory coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. bit. Let's take a look at traffic. I'm in for Brian Trader this morning. It's 8:16, and a couple of those crashes that we were following on Capitol Boulevard and Lewisburg Road have since cleared, so that's some good news right now. But we do have a brand new crash down in the Fuquay, Holly Springs area on Broad Street at Wilbon Street or Wilbon Road. It's not causing any major delays on our sensors, just something to keep an eye out if you are in that area. Another one that we're continuing to follow is at Aviation Parkway and Globe Road, that intersection. Again, that one not picking up any other big delays, but we are keeping an eye on it just in case it is causing any kind of slowdowns. Along 440, the Beltline, it is just picking up a 1 minute delay on 87 to Wade Avenue, but I did want to pull this up just because there are a number of pockets of slowdowns, especially as you approach Capitol Boulevard. Give yourself a little bit of extra time if you had to head in that area towards Wade Avenue. US 1 at Tryon Road, that's our live look right there on the south side of Raleigh coming in from the Apex area. Things looking smooth down in that area, Ken.
Beth, thanks. Well, more than 3 weeks after a Moore County woman disappeared, police in Charlotte, Mecklenburg County, speaking about the case for the very first time, after weeks of frustration from family members, Charlotte, Mecklenburg police are finally addressing their concerns. Investigators say they're piecing together a timeline of Alicia's last known whereabouts and answering questions about her boyfriend, James Dunmore.
Is James Dunmore a person of interest?
So person of interest is kind of a, you know, it can mean a lot of different things. Anybody who's connected with Alicia in any way is of interest to us. But I can tell you that he has not been taken into custody by us.
Well, Captain McNally adds a missing persons investigation can go in many directions. But what's most important now is to follow leads and put things to rest as quickly as possible.
Raleigh police are trying to track down a woman who, they say, shot another woman in downtown Raleigh, and it happened outside the Wake County Human Services building yesterday afternoon. WRL spoke to a witness who says the shooter ran out of the building and attacked another woman by punching her. And then moments later, the two separated, and that's when the suspect fired shots. We are told that victim was rushed to the hospital with serious injuries. Anyone with information is asked to call police.
Well, the family of a little boy murdered in Wilson 3 years ago is honoring his memory. Cannon Hennett's family gathered for a vigil last night to mark the anniversary of his 2020 death. Cannon was riding his bike when he was shot and killed by a neighbor. That man, Darius Sessoms, is now serving a life sentence without possibility of parole. Cannon's mom has a message about kids being victims of gun violence.
Don't put the kids in the middle. They're innocent. They have a whole life ahead of them. And us adults, they look at us to protect them.
My mind was not there.
Cannon's mom has previously said people who kill children should face the death penalty. She says she's working with state lawmakers to create a new law in her son's name.
State Health Secretary Cody Kinsley is calling on state lawmakers to let Medicaid expansion go into effect by October 1st. Lawmakers approved the expansion back in March, but they made it dependent on approving a state budget. That budget is more than a month late, and negotiations have reached a stalemate. Medicaid expansion could be delayed until December if they don't reach a deal this month. And Kinsley said if they don't, they should change the law to let Medicaid expansion start without it.
Give me one sentence of authority, shove it in any other bill, and let's get this done, because we can still stick the landing on October 1, and we have got to get it done for people. Lives are hanging in the balance.
Expansion is expected to provide health care coverage for more than 500,000 people, Kinsley said. And 4 out of 5 of them are lower-income workers who can't afford to buy insurance. Federal government and health care providers will cover the cost, not state taxpayers.
Well, a Durham congregation isn't letting the difficult time of dealing with a fire stop them from giving back to the community. Members of the Greater Walton United Holy Church teams up with the Interfaith Food Shuttle each week. And as usual, today they'll be giving out food. This is video from their giveaway yesterday in the parking lot. Those efforts feed about 900 families a month. The giving continued this week, despite a fire destroying the church and its sanctuary over the weekend. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Pastor Moore says the church hopes to rebuild in about a year.
A new study shows sunbathing could harm your skin's microbiome temporarily. The data finds that tanning in the sun could disrupt the bacteria of the skin, which makes up the microbiome. This can also lead to harm on a person's health. Researchers looked at 21 vacationers who took trips to sunny locations for at least 7 days. And out of those who got a tan from the sun, there was a reduction in a specific bacteria associated with developing eczema and psoriasis. The study points out that the skin does recover within a month after a person goes back to an environment with less sun.
Well, Barbie mania is all over the world, right? But some countries are not loving it. Lebanon and Kuwait deciding to ban the film from all theaters across the nations, claiming it offends what the countries are calling moral values. In Lebanon, the film is accused of promoting homosexuality. And Kuwait claims Barbie carries ideas that encourage unacceptable behavior and a message that distorts the prevailing values of society. The movie was scheduled to be released in both countries in late August.
Watching your favorite shows and movies on Disney Plus is going to cost you more. Disney plans to raise the monthly price for ad-free streaming from $10.99 to $13.99. That change will come in October. Disney also says it'll start cracking down on password sharing starting next year. This comes as Disney reports the service is losing subscribers in the U.S. and attendance at Disney World is down.
You know, it's interesting. I heard Renee make this point earlier. And she said, you know, you're cracking down on password sharing. You're raising prices. That's why people are sharing passwords.
Right. You can't say that they force them into a situation, right. But people are going to look for ways around it, right, when it gets too expensive. But yeah. Netflix got folks' attention when they did this, and it's got people talking about it. And also now I think others watch closely and follow suit.
Yeah, absolutely.
A Twitch streamer's community giveaway turned into a dangerous situation that got quickly out of control. Still ahead, Kai Cenat reflects on the event as he returns to stream.
Heading to break, we're going to give you a live look now at Warrington. We'll check back in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner checking on our WREL Weather Alert Day.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. It's a WREL Weather Alert Day. With that in mind, let's get right to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking it all for us.
Let's start with a big picture here. This is a large complex of thunderstorms that's moving across the mountains and getting closer to us. We just had a new severe thunderstorm warning pop up near Greenville, South Carolina. That's not currently close to us, but it's the first one that we've seen since about 5 a.m. So as this moves closer to us a little later this morning, it's an indication that we could see at least a few of these storms become severe this morning. We're starting to see just a little bit of light rain up here in Person County and even closer to Henderson as well, but we're not seeing the thunderstorms here just yet. Probably another 2 hours before we start to see those. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat from this level 2 risk. We have our first round this morning between 9 and 10 and around 1 o'clock or so, and then the potential for some more storms developing later this afternoon. Some of those could also be severe. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. Our live look at I-40 at Harrison Avenue. A number of cars out there on that stretch of roadway as people head to work here just before 8:30 this morning. But a number of our crashes have cleared, and we aren't seeing major delays into the Raleigh area, down to a 6-minute delay on US 1 southbound over in the Durham area. All of our major routes coming in and out of Durham right now, they are pretty much delay free across the board, Ken.
Brett, thanks. The death toll in those devastating wildfires in Hawaii now up to 36. We spoke with Greg Taylor, who now lives in Maui. He was the first person ever exonerated by the North Carolina's Innocence Inquiry Commission. He says there's nothing left in Lahaina. Historic buildings reduced to ashes. Police in Raleigh are working to make an arrest after a woman was reportedly kidnapped near Crabtree Valley Mall. Police found the woman safe at a home yesterday afternoon. We saw crews towing a vehicle that, according to scanner traffic, is registered to the kidnapping victim but used by the kidnapper. Lots more local news ahead on Fox 50, and the Today Show continues on WREL.
Today is a WREL Weather Alert Day. I'm tracking this cluster of thunderstorms moving closer to our viewing area. I'll show you when it will arrive in your area and what to expect.
Just the history is all gone. Everything is just gone.
It's an emotional day for many as those devastating wildfires in Maui continue to burn. Hear from a man from the Triangle who moved to Hawaii and is now watching it all unfold.
Plus, two people hurt in a crash in Durham. What led up to that incident and the driver who is now on the run? 8:30 is the time right now. Your Thursday morning. Thanks for making us part of your day. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. It is a WREL weather alert day. The conditions are dry now, but things are about to change. Let's get right back to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center.
Let's take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. We're starting to see a few isolated showers now in our northern counties, all the way from Person County over toward the I-95 corridor. Those are light and patchy, and the heavier rain is back to the west. We're seeing that around Greensboro, Salisbury down towards Charlotte. A little bit of lightning closer to the mountains, but we're not looking at anything that's severe immediately to our west just now. But we are likely to start to see this rain moving in. Right now, it is 8:30. We could see this rain moving in potentially before 10 o'clock, especially in our northern counties. We'll zoom in here, and you can see Roxboro seeing a few isolated showers. That main band of rain still back across the Greensboro area, but again, likely to be here at least within the hour. The severe threat is level 2 for us today. Damaging wind would be the biggest concern. An isolated tornado would be possible as well. This is going to come in two rounds. The first round will be this morning up until around lunchtime or early afternoon, and then the next round will be mid-afternoon into the early evening. Damaging winds, as I mentioned, would be the biggest threat, and an isolated tornado would be possible. Here's a look. This is a look at the big picture, and you can see a severe thunderstorm warning that's just to the east of Greenville, South Carolina. And while that's not very close to us, this band of thunderstorms that's producing that severe thunderstorm warning is likely to move through our southern county. So it may be as we get to 11 noon, we may see some of those severe storms. Now, this has a history of producing severe storms on our side of the mountains. Here's a look at Futurecast. And as we roll through, you can see a few of these cells. Watch what happens, especially as we get closer to lunchtime. Here's the south. This is, again, what I was talking about a second ago as we were looking at that severe thunderstorm warning. You can see some of those stronger cells popping up in our southern counties this afternoon and then moving out. If we see some clearing this afternoon, the sun's energy could help to bring us a chance of some thunderstorms later this afternoon. Some of those could be strong to severe as well. Some of the models are starting to back off on that potential, and that would be because of cloud cover. If we don't break out of the clouds, it would be less likely. It is cloudy right now, certainly, as this first band of rain arrives. 78 as our current temperature around the triangle. If we see some sunshine this afternoon, we'll climb up to around 90 degrees. Heat will be something that will be a big story for us over the weekend. I'll show you when we could see a heat advisory coming up.
A tragic and devastating update this morning about the massive wildfires burning on the Hawaiian island of Maui. Local officials announced the death toll is now 36 people, and those deaths are in the town of Lahaina, where this video is showing the community burnt to the ground. The lieutenant governor there says recovery will take years. We also learned in a 3 a.m. news conference that more than 11,000 people have been evacuated from the island since the fire started, and another 2,000 are waiting to fly out later today. The island's main highway is back open again, giving more people a chance to get to the airport and get out. WRL's Laura Levine explains Hawaiian officials are urging tourists postpone trips to the islands, but we are hearing from North Carolinians who are still there.
As we know, Hawaii is a very popular vacation spot. We're hearing today from people who traveled here from RDU to Hawaii for a vacation that are now experiencing a very difficult and devastating situation. We're also hearing from a man who actually moved to Hawaii, and we spoke with him about what he's seeing. And this is it. Get a look here at this video where you can really see the heart-wrenching images. The entire island there up in flames. Crews continue to battle fires in Maui and the Big Island, which have been fanned in part by strong winds from Hurricane Dora, a Category 4 storm. This, coupled with dry spells and lack of rain there, has made the situation even worse. At least 36 people have died, many more unaccounted for at this time, and at least 271 structures have been damaged or destroyed in the western Maui town of Lahaina. We spoke with Greg Taylor, a familiar name here in the Triangle. He was exonerated after serving 17 years in prison for a crime he says he didn't commit. Now reclaiming his life, he has since taken up whale and wildlife photography, spending half the year living in Maui.
It's heartbreaking, you know, to see that place so destroyed. There's nothing left. The pictures that I see of the harbor, all the slips are gone, the boats are burned, and the historic buildings, from what I can tell from the pictures, not even like the ashes from the buildings are theirs.
Just tragic. And officials say that it would be weeks or even months before they can really get the full extent of the damage. Laura Levine, WRAL News at RDU.
I'm Michael Grayson, the WRAL breaking news tracker in Durham, where police are investigating a hit and run that happened at around 3:30. Now, officers say the car that you see there in the trees ran a red light on Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard and then hit another car that was turning left coming off of 40. Now, the driver who did crash into the trees fled the scene after the two people who were in the car that was hit were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say they plan to process the car that hit into the trees and try to figure out who the driver is from there. We're going to be staying in contact with police with any updates on this investigation. In Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We have more breaking news now. One person is hurt and four people are out of their home after an overnight fire in Fayetteville. It happened on Mesa Drive off Santa Fe Drive just after 1 this morning. Crews from Fayetteville and the Fort Liberty Fire Departments found heavy fire and smoke coming from that home. One person was taken to the hospital for treatment. We're working to learn more about that person's condition. Concerns are heightened this morning for public officials after the FBI says it shot and killed a man who threatened the president and the vice president. Capitol Police say the amount of investigations they have right now regarding threats to political figures is historically high. The FBI says the armed Utah man killed yesterday when they went to try to serve an arrest warrant after tracking his violent threats. The shooting happened on the same day President Biden was visiting Utah. He's been identified as Craig Robertson. As of right now, the FBI hasn't released any further details about the shooting.
Production at a Harnett County farm produce facility will be slowed for the next few days as it works to recover from this fire. The WRL breaking news tracker was on the scene last night at Parridge Road. Fire crews say they are now working to determine what caused the fire. We're told it happened in the area where they keep the agriculture fertilizer. Fortunately, that fire did not spread to the tanks where gasoline is stored. No one was hurt.
Well, new data in North Carolina shows COVID cases are on the rise again. The State Department of Health and Human Services says 267 people ended up in the hospital for COVID-19 in most recent reported weeks. That's up from 239 the week before. And it found 20.6 million COVID particles per person in wastewater. That's up from 17.3 the previous week and the highest number since the end of January. The CDC says a new COVID-19 strain may be to blame. About 17% of new cases in the U.S. are from the EG5 variant. It causes similar symptoms as other variants, but scientists believe it's slightly more resistant to antibodies. They say now new vaccines coming out soon will boost immunity against the EG5 strain.
Just into the WRAL Live Center, we have the newest snapshot on where inflation stands in the U.S. The government just put out its Consumer Prices Index report for July, and it says that inflation rose 0.2% from June to July, and it rose 3.2% from a year earlier. So this is pretty close to what economists predicted for this report. It is still a sharp slowdown from the 9.1% inflation rate that we saw June 2022. That was the highest in four decades. This July rate may be a plateau mark. Economists are predicting that inflation will stay around that 3% mark for the rest of the year. And that would be above the 2% that the Fed feels is ideal for prices to stabilize. So it is still considering a rate hike.
Renee, thanks for that update. Happening today, nearly 1,500 students will move into the residence halls at North Carolina Central University. The incoming students are invited to participate in what's called Eagle Mania, events designed for students to get familiar with campus. Parking for move-in day will be available at the Latham Parking Deck Surface Lot at the corner of Lawson and Lincoln Streets. Expect traffic in Durham on Fayetteville Street and Alston Avenue between Lawson and Cecil Streets. Shingles is a painful disease. It can be hard to fix once symptoms arrive. Still ahead, a breakthrough with research promising results for a cure.
Also, a driving teacher shows students what not to do behind the wheel. Coming up, an accidental crash caught on camera.
And we give you a live look right now. Wilson, the whirligigs right there, they're in motion. Just a bit of a breeze out there. It's a WRAL weather alert day. Still ahead, when you need to be prepared for storms coming through.
8:43 now as we look live at North Hills. You can see conditions are cloudy but dry right now, but things are about to change in the next few hours or so. Let's get right to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center on this WRAL Weather Alert Day with the severe weather risks we could face.
We have a level 2 risk across the entire viewing area. Damaging wind would be the biggest threat. And a lot of you may be thinking about Monday when we had that level 3 risk for severe weather. The difference between level 3 and level 2 is just the number of storms that we might see. We tend to see a lot more with a level 3 risk than we do with a level 2. We can see the same amount, the same intensity of damage. It's just that we may not see as many instances of damage. An isolated tornado, though, is possible, and this is likely to come at us in two waves. The first wave getting closer to us now between 9 and 10 and then ending around 1 o'clock or so, and then the second round mid-afternoon into the early evening. Again, wind damage will be our biggest threat, but we could see an isolated tornado or possibly some hail. Take a look at the big picture here. This yellow box that you see at the end of the loop is a severe thunderstorm warning, and that's down east of Greenville, South Carolina. That's not very close to us, but the trajectory or the motion of that area of thunderstorms does potentially bring it to our southern counties. And so certainly from Raleigh southward, we have a better chance of some severe storms as we get through the next 2 to 3 hours. We take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. We're starting to see a little bit of lightning here along the I-40 corridor between Greensboro and Statesville, and that lightning is increasing in intensity as it heads back towards Charlotte. So we're going to definitely see some lightning and thunder with this. Right now, we're just seeing some isolated showers in our northern counties from Roanoke Rapids to Henderson to Roxboro. We're about to see a steadier band of rain moving into Roxboro, most likely in the next 30 minutes or so. Checking Futurecast as we roll through this morning. We'll take a look here at 9 o'clock. This version of Futurecast is running a little more slowly than what we're actually seeing. It's 8:45 and we're seeing some of that rain just maybe about 30 minutes slower than what's actually happening. So expect to see some of this rain moving in as early as 9:30, 10 o'clock. We'll see that potential for some scattered storms down in our southern counties in particular. Again, we have a history of seeing at least one severe thunderstorm warning just back to the west. And then that's likely to continue until 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the big question is, do we see anything in the afternoon? If the clouds break up and we see the sun's energy adding energy into the atmosphere, then we'll likely have more storms that develop during the afternoon and evening. So and we're taking a look here at probably what is the worst case scenario. So we're going to plan for that. And if it stays cloudy, it may be that we see fewer of those storms. We take a look at Chapel Hill. It is cloudy right now in Chapel Hill. Our temperature is sitting at 78 degrees. Around town, if we see some sunshine this afternoon, we'll climb to 90 in Raleigh, 88 in Durham, and 91 in Fayetteville. But if we do stay cloudy all afternoon, it will probably stay a bit cooler. There's probably nothing coming our way to keep things cooler for us over the weekend. Right now, we're looking at a heat index Saturday and Sunday up around 105, which could bring us a heat advisory. So that's the thing that will happen next. Tomorrow, we'll have the potential for some late day thunderstorms, and then we're back into a chance again on Monday and Tuesday.
Well, who says there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, Taco Bell has a free taco offer every Tuesday for the next few weeks. And WRAL's smart shopper, Faye Prosser, is here with all the information you need to know. So, Faye, how do we score this free taco?
Well, I got you covered, Ken. So Taco Bell is offering a free Burritos Locos taco every Tuesday through September 5th as part of their Taco Tuesday Free for All promotion. There is no purchase necessary to get this deal, and there is a limit of one per person. The offer is valid at participating locations, again, every Tuesday, starting August 15th through September 5th, while supplies last. You can see the details over on the post I have for you on the Smart Shopper column.
Circling my calendar for Tuesdays. Now, since we all want to save on our grocery bill, what are your top grocery deals this week?
Yeah, there are some great buys. So, for instance, things like red grapes, only 99 cents a pound at Aldi. Cherries, only $1.99 a pound at both Aldi and Harris Teeter. Chicken drumsticks or thighs, 99 cents per pound at Lowe's Foods. And bone-in pork chops assorted, $1.99 per pound at Food Lion. And finally, in the meat aisle, Butterball ground turkey, 16-ounce, $2.99 at Lidl. If you like veggie burgers, bulk burgers in a 10-ounce packet, buy one, get one free for $2.65 each over at Harris Teeter. And Happy Farms deli sliced cheese in an 8-ounce packet, only $1.49 at Aldi. finely juicy juice apple juice in a 64-ounce bottle. Buy one, get one free for only $2.35 each over at Publix. And as always, I got a bunch of grocery deals listed over on the Smart Shopper page.
And some great deals. I've been making lists in my head for more smart shopping tips. From Faye, just go to WRL.com. Look for the consumer tab and search Smart Shopper. Always great to see you, Faye.
Thanks, Ken.
Family and friends said goodbye to an 8-year-old girl who was shot to death at her babysitter's home July 25th. Genesis Dockery's funeral was held in Cumberland County yesterday. The family attorney tells WRL the babysitter's 11-year-old son pulled the trigger. So far, no charges have been filed in the case.
That's very concerning, and not just the 11-year-old who pulled the trigger in this matter. We want accountability for those who enabled or allowed this 11-year-old to gain access to a weapon.
Cumberland County Sheriff's Office says it's still processing information and evidence in the case before making a decision on charges.
Researchers at the University of Georgia have developed a molecule to treat chickenpox and shingles when current treatments fall short. A new study found the molecule effectively treats the uncomfortable lesions that come with shingles. The molecule may also work against the viruses that cause oral and genital herpes. While several drugs exist on the market to treat the herpes and shingles virus, they can have potentially life-threatening side effects. Most studies are happening right now to test this new molecule.
All new this morning, Kai Cenat is speaking out for the first time since his chaotic giveaway in New York. The social media influencer returned to Twitch last night where he denounced last week's riots. Cenat is from New York and he says he wanted to give back to his community, but says this was not the way. He said he's beyond disappointed at everyone who became disruptive. Hundreds of fans flooded the streets of New York on Friday after the Twitch and YouTube streamer announced he'd be giving away electronics like laptops and PlayStation 5s. 60 people were arrested and several officers were hurt.
Well, new research shows human-caused climate change is causing levels of Antarctic sea ice to decline, which is having effects on global ocean temperatures. Gary Bumgarten takes a look at how the changes are already being felt in parts of the U.S.
According to new research published in the journal Frontiers in Environmental Science, Antarctica is not immune to extreme weather events linked to human-caused climate change, resulting in heat waves and further declines in Antarctic sea ice, which is already at record lows.
There are many parts of the Southern Ocean which usually experience sea ice formation, and it's just not growing at all.
And scientists say the rapidly declining sea ice is devastating ocean currents around the world, resulting in warmer ocean temperatures.
It has profound impacts on ocean circulation, primarily through what is called brine injection, where when we form sea ice, we create a saltier residual water left over that is cold and dense, and it sinks into the deep ocean, forming deep water. Without this formation of deep water, we can slow down ocean circulation, which ultimately transports heat across the planet. And so we can disrupt how planetary heat is distributed through ocean circulation.
The effects are already on display in the waters off the Florida Keys, where sea temperatures have been abnormally hot this summer.
The corals are not happy with this level of hot water. They are bleaching, a lot of them are dying.
And while carbon dioxide naturally exists on the planet, environmentalists say reducing fossil fuel use and production is critical to preventing even more Antarctic sea ice from vanishing.
When we burn these fossil fuels, that creates more rampant carbon dioxide. So that carbon dioxide is extra.
And that was Gary Bumgarten reporting.
This year's Gear for the Year campaign kicks off in Wake County this afternoon. It helps students get ready for the start of school. And this will be a backpack distribution event this evening from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Kentwood Learning Center on Neely Street in Raleigh. The event will feature activities for students, including a hot dog party, music, and games. A driving instructor in Colorado might need to take some classes before getting back behind the wheel. Take a look at this. A security camera captured the moment that driving instructor crashed their personal car, this is, into the driving school. They were pulling into the parking spot, but instead of hitting the brake, appears to hit the gas. There's one minor injury reported. Several people managed to get out of the way in time. The driver was cited for a traffic violation.
You see the sign on the marquee?
Yep.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
learn to drive.
Learn to drive.
Oh, man, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Heading to break, take a look at your screen, your North Carolina Education Lottery winning numbers, and then we'll get another check of weather and traffic next.